Good morning, Central Florida, and welcome into another edition of On the Money right here on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580, the show helping you plan for your retirement. We're about halfway through 2020, and I'm not going to blame you if you kind of decided, hey, this is it for me this year. I'm done. I'm retiring. This is the it. This is the end all be all for me. And we've got the show for you. You want to make sure all your ducks are in a row. You give us a call right now, 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-WDBO. Joe Burt and Nancy Hecht are with us this morning, and they are taking your calls right now. Go ahead, give us a call, 844-580-9326. That's the number on the dial pad, 844-580-WDBO. And, of course, you can also go to our open mic feature in the app and send us a little open mic voice memo there as well. My name is Chris Crawford. Here they are, the people answering all your questions over the next hour. Nancy and Joe, good morning. How are we doing?
Good morning, Chris. We're doing great. How are you?
Oh, I'm
good.
Great. I'm good.
Good to be here. For listeners who may have tuned in for the very first time, our show is On the Money. We've been doing it here with WDBO for over 30 years. And we are here this morning to take your questions. Nancy and I and 10 other certified financial planner professionals at CFG here in Altamont Springs work with our clients day in and day out doing investment management and financial planning for a fee. But on Saturday morning, we are here absolutely free. So if you have any questions regarding your personal finances, as they might revolve around questions on, about your IRA, about a 401k, about mutual funds, about long-term health care, about annuities, life insurance, reverse mortgages, all that and more, these are the things that Nancy and I, and as I said, the 10 other certified financial planners here work with our clients in helping them get to and through their retirement years. This show is not a one-hour infomercial. It is live. And it's the only show, once again, that's hosted exclusively by certified financial planner practitioners. That's what we do. And we are here to take your calls. And the good news is, if you have any questions regarding your personal finances, anything that's on your mind, the lines are absolutely wide open. So all you need to do is pick up the phone and dial these magic numbers. That's your cue, Chris.
844-580-WDBO, 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326.
You know, for our listeners, they probably ought to tell them that we are up here in our offices in Altamont Springs. Nancy and I are socially distancing across our six-foot table here in our conference room, but you're down there at the DBO studio down on Lee Road, so we can't see you, you can't see us, so we're using hand signals or something to communicate.
Yeah, I'm keeping an eye out for the smoke signals, but I haven't seen those yet either.
I got it. So what are those numbers once again? We changed the numbers now that we changed the what do we call this, the frequency that we're broadcasting on now?
Yes, yeah, we changed them to 844-580-WDBO. Very, very simple for you to remember for our listeners.
844-580, as in WDBO 580.
Yes, you
so
got it.
So 844-580-WDBO. Well, that's pretty
it.
Slick.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty slick.
We
took
got
me
some
a while to figure that out. That's very good. Very good. And I understand that if you're listening, I saw this coming across from your office yesterday, that the best frequency, if you're listening in town, is on the 107.3 FM band. But if you're out and about, the AM signal is pretty strong, 580. So depending where you are.
I have found that with the 107.3 driving around Seminole County, there's bleed over from other stations, but on 580, it's perfect.
Yeah, and then a lot of people are streaming it on their Alexa app or at home.
That's what my husband's doing right now.
Yeah, there you go. So you can do that as well because the signal is very strong there. So once again, we are here to answer your questions, and the lines are wide open. And Nancy's got a topic of the day, which is Nancy.
Right. Well, you know, my question is, are you going to be part of the 72%?
All right. What's the 72%?
Well, with the whole COVID crisis going on and people's lives being involuntarily changed.
For sure.
People are taking a hard look at how they're spending and how they're saving. And the spending part is something that I harp on constantly, making sure that something is a need, not necessarily a want. And making sure that you have enough cash on hand for the emergencies. But the 72% of people polled, and this was polled through TD Ameritrade, are going to take a serious hard look and start slamming away at their retirement savings, which makes me extremely happy.
Good.
People are realizing from coworkers or family members that have had their careers cut short that Social Security is not quite cutting it as far as their retirement savings goes, and that they really have to do for themselves. And I think people are beginning to really pay attention to the fact that if you save through your corporate plan, 401k, 403b, TSP, whatever it may be, that you have whole pre-tax dollars going in. And that's the easiest way and the cheapest way for somebody to save the most amount of money. So again, 72% of Americans now are saying once we're past this crisis, they're really going to slam into their retirement savings and boost it up.
Long overdue, because as we've said time and time again, if you don't save for your retirement, for the most part, the only thing you'll have is Social Security.
Right, right.
And Social Security, as you said, doesn't cut it. You're living below the poverty level.
It's replacing about 40% on average of people's earnings income.
Right.
And most retirees are realizing that it's more like 70 to 80% that you're going to need in retirement.
Right.
And voluntary savings is the way to do it.
And the sooner you start, the easier it is, unless you have to put aside. Well, that's, you know, they don't teach us this stuff in school, and that's why we as certified financial planners work with our clients to fill in those educational gaps and also show you what you need to do now so you don't look back 5 or 10 years from now and say, gee, I wish somebody would have told me.
Right, right.
The toughest cases that you and I work on are those clients that didn't do any planning, and they come in the door for the first time, and they're already retired.
Right. And my son-in-law has recently graduated. He's having a little bit of a rough time finding a job due to the economy. But, you know, he knows from being part of our family that with that very first paycheck, at least 10% is going to go into a retirement
account.
There you
go.
You know, and people like him that are just starting out, the biggest advantage they have is time.
Time is a great asset, as we've said time and again. And unfortunately, we don't realize that sometimes until a lot of time has passed.
Until it's
you know,
gone, yes.
You know, life happens. We go to school, we get married, we buy a house, have kids, and one of these days we'll start saving. And before you know it, you're 55 years old, and it's right around the corner. And if you haven't saved enough, that's when things are tough. So, and you know, I think as we've also said too in times past, is that the environment landscape or the retirement landscape has changed a lot for baby boomers because they don't have the pensions.
Right. Right. Yeah. I mean, there's very few companies that have pensions still, and some of the pensions are being cut. People are being paid out lump sum on their pensions. So there's a lot of different choices that people didn't have in the past and choices that are being taken away.
Right.
You know, so you really have to keep on top of those letters and emails that you get from your benefits department and say, you know, I need to pay attention to this now as opposed to tucking it away because I'm not going to retire. I'll deal with that later.
Right, right.
There may be a little surprise in there that you didn't realize was going to have a seismic change in your retirement income.
Yeah, and you know, we hear the crazy reasons why some people don't use their 401k. Some people think that they're putting their money in a company plan. If something happens to the company, they're going to lose their money.
Right, right. And investing in some type of corporate retirement plan is very much like investing with us. We do not custody the dollars and the investment assets that people are putting their retirement savings into.
Our listeners once again what you mean there.
Okay, so through a 401k, there's generally a variety of different mutual fund choices from companies like Fidelity and Vanguard and American Funds, very well-known names. So your money is going directly to those investment companies.
So we don't custody.
Right. So Certified Financial Group is not holding the dollars for our clients that we're managing. ABC company is not holding the dollars for their 401k plan for their employees.
Right.
There's a third-party administrator that has a ton of laws they have to follow, and the money is going to the mutual fund companies for the benefit of the employee.
Totally segregated.
Yes.
So if the your employer disappears, or when we're managing money for our clients, if a sinkhole opens up and we disappear, your money is never with us.
No.
We act as advisors for our clients, as you said, with two major custodians, TD Ameritrade and Fidelity, and our clients get statements directly from those companies.
Yes, they do.
That's their assurance that they're, unlike a Bernie Madoff who was making up his own statements, that was a problem. So, yeah, that's how it works. But as I said, I think there's, you know, reasons why people don't use their 401k. And the other thing we hear a lot, you know, I'm maxing out my 401k.
and maxing out to a lot of people is to the match.
Right.
Which for many companies is only 3%. Mm-hmm. Maxing out is either what, $16,000 or $24,000 a year, depending on your age?
Well, actually, it's $19,500 or $26,000.
Okay, so I'm a little behind on my age schedule. Right. What can I say? But I always like people to start with a minimum of 10%.
Yep.
You know, and then as you get a raise or as you get a bonus, you can increase it more.
Exactly.
I think what people don't realize is because it's pre-tax dollars, you can save more and it doesn't necessarily impact your spendable dollar for dollar.
Right. Why?
Because the money's going into your retirement pocket and less is being taxed.
Right. Right. So if you're putting in a dollar and you're in this 22% tax bracket, it really only costs you 78 cents.
Exactly.
Yes, yes.
You know, and after-tax savings, you have to put in that dollar plus that 22% that
exactly.
you've taken off.
Which is why we don't generally encourage Roths right. if you're in a 22% tax bracket or beyond. So
I always tell people to do as much as they comfortably can into their corporate plans and look at the match as gravy. That was something I talked about a couple weeks
yeah.
ago.
And even if your company doesn't match, the company doesn't match, is still by far and away the best way for you to save for your retirement.
Yes, because it is whole dollars going into your retirement account.
Yeah, and you're getting a tax deduction.
Yes, and it's your account and you're picking the investments.
Right.
Yes.
And we also work with clients, we've said this in the past, but we have some new listeners, where we can help manage that 401k. It stays with their company.
Right.
So we don't, it doesn't leave the company, but we provide guidance
yes.
for them.
Yeah, one thing that we look at is people's tolerance to risk and the balance between equity and incomes. And, you know, we could be managing with like a moderate risk tolerance, about 60% equity, 40% income. And they have a 401k over to the side that maybe has 80% equity. So really, their total investment risk tolerance is much higher than what they're comfortable with.
Yeah, they don't realize it.
So if they give us the opportunity to help manage their corporate plans along with their other assets, we can keep everything in a place that they're comfortable with.
And they get one consolidated report, and they
right.
see it all under one place. And and that allows us to then look inside their plan and see what's good and what's not good, because 401k plans don't have all of the best opportunities there. They have some good ones, some great ones, and unfortunately, people sometimes make the wrong decision. They look at what might be doing good at the moment and end up with a plan, with an investment that really, in the long run, isn't in their best interests.
Well, and also when I'm picking investments and recommending investments for a client for non-retirement stuff, the corporate plan are the finite choices.
Right.
And we have infinite amount of investment choices outside of that.
Exactly.
All right,
Chris, it's all yours.
Yeah, we are going to head to the break now. The number 844-580-WDBO. You're listening to On the Money, where we're solving your financial problems for tomorrow.
Today.
On Certified Financial Group. Again, that number 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-WDBO. Time now for the three big things you need to know. Hey, welcome back to On the Money right here on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580. We are live on this Saturday, and you're more than welcome to join us, 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-WDBO, or on the keypad, 844-580-9326. Any questions about your retirement? This is the show for you. On the Money, brought to you by Certified Financial Group. Joe Burt and Nancy Hecht hanging out with me here on this Saturday, answering your questions. And we do have a question here from the Facebook page, which Certified Financial Group on Facebook. And the question here is, I've lost my job in this shutdown. What can I do with my 401k?
Okay, so anybody who either has lost their job or is retired has a number of choices as to what to do with their 401k. They can leave it where it is. Which I'm not a big fan of leaving money where you are no longer. However, if people open up a rollover IRA and then transfer their 401k directly to the rollover IRA, which is the method that I prefer, you don't want to be doing that when we're in a depressed market time. So I've had a couple people that have been in that situation. IRA to receive the 401k dollars, And we're just waiting until things have healed. Like people that were retired in February or March, their balances were much lower than they are now. So it makes more sense. And it was opportune that we waited to roll over the 401k versus just leaving it exactly where it is. You know, but staying in the plan and letting the money grow there is certainly an option. When it comes to withdrawal, if somebody's withdrawing directly from a 401k plan, there's an automatic 20% tax withholding. So that's another non-favorable event in my book. If you're withdrawing money from a traditional or a rollover IRA, then you can determine what tax rate you're withholding dollars at, and you have a little bit more choice.
Right. Now, the CARES Act has taken away the 10% penalty.
Yes.
Because of that situation. But, yeah, you're right. When it comes time to retire, you've got to look at all the options. One of the things, though, you want to be careful of is that, you know, if you retire between 55 and 59 and a half, you don't have that 10% penalty to take from your 401k. So some... Unfortunately, planners do that. They grab the money as soon as you're 55 or 56, and the client needs to get into the money. They roll into an IRA, and they have to withdraw from the IRA. Penalty. Well, you don't have it right now with the CARES Act, but that's something to be careful of when things come back to normal. So, yeah, there's a lot of opportunities there when you roll over the IRA, as you said, because you've got so many investment choices,
right?
And you get some professional guidance. This is critical.
Yeah, this is not a do-it-yourself type of transaction. Right. You want to make sure that it's done properly and the money does not go to you and then you deposit it into the IRA account because then it's all taxable.
Right. Some people think when you take it out of the 401k, you have the 60-day rollover opportunity.
Yeah.
But they still automatically have to withhold the 20%.
Right.
You can put it in the IRA, but they're going to automatically withhold the 20%. So you have to make up that 20% if you want to get whole.
So if you're not going to leave it in the 401k, you want to set up a rollover IRA to receive the dollars and have the money go as a direct transfer from the 401k to the rollover IRA.
Exactly. I'd like to throw out our office number. Chris Todvine is here, 407-869-9800, 407-869-9800, or 1-800-EXECUTE. You could reach him if you have a more detailed question to get into. And we'll be back after the news.
And, of course, the number here, 844-580-WDBO. Go ahead, give us a call now. These phone lines are open. We are live, 844-580-WDBO. You're listening to On the Money, where we're solving tomorrow's problems
today.
And Certified Financial Group, 844-580-WDBO.
Information presented on this program is believed to be factual and up to date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed. Discussions and answers to questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice, but is limited to the dissemination of general information. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the options presented. Certified Advisory Corp is registered as an investment advisor with the SEC and only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to On the Money, presented by Certified Financial Group right here on 107.3 FM and AM 580, Orlando's News and Talk. And we are live. You want to get in line and give us a call, 844-580-WDBO. You know you've got retirement plans, and I know you've got questions about them. You got to give us a call right now, 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326. Phone lines are open and there's no one on the line. So you call in, you got a zero wait to get in line and get these questions answered for free. Joe Burr and Nancy Heck of Certified Financial Group here with us, 844-580-WDBO.
Thank you, Chris. Once again, for listeners that might just be tuning in, this is the only financial call-in show that's hosted exclusively by Certified Financial Planner professionals. Nancy and I and 10 other CFPs up here in Altamont Springs do investment management and financial planning for a fee, working with our clients as fiduciaries, as certified financial planners. We help our clients get to and through those retirement years, making those decisions that you have to make about your IRA, about a 401k, about your 403B, 457, about money that you've accumulated. How do I turn those assets that I have into a lifetime income? And what we do, and we work with our clients, is we show them where they are today, what they need to do now, so they don't look back and have regrets 5 or 10 years from now and saying, gee, I wish I'd have known, or gee, I'm sorry I did that. So we're here to help you. And if you have any questions regarding your personal finances, the good news for you, as Chris said, is the lines are absolutely wide open. And all you have to do is pick up the phone and dial these magic numbers.
844-580-WDBO, 844-580-WDBO, or 844-580-9326.
There we go. And we've got a couple more Facebook questions, I understand. What do you got there, Chris?
Yes, we do. Will my stimulus check increase the tax on my Social Security?
Okay, so before I answer this, personal opinion. Mm-hmm. I cannot understand why people who just had Social Security income, like my mother, mm-hmm. got a stimulus check.
Well, the idea is to stimulate the economy.
Well, I understand that. However, you know, her income was not impacted at all.
It
baffled my mind.
Okay. All right.
So people that did receive it are concerned. Now, you know, is this going to raise their adjusted gross income? Am I now going to have to pay tax on my Social Security? Is it going to, you know, make my Medicare benefits cost more? All kinds of questions like that. And the simple answer is no.
Oh, that's good news.
Yes. The stimulus checks are considered a recovery rebate tax credit.
Recovery rebate tax credit.
So a tax credit, is something that's positive for a taxpayer. It does not increase anybody's adjusted gross income. Mm-hmm. And adjusted gross income is what determines if your Social Security will be taxed at all. And because it has no impact on that, the answer is no. If you received a stimulus check and you're on Social Security, this will not give you any negative benefit from a tax standpoint.
Good. I like negative benefit.
No, there's no negative benefits. Negative impact.
I understand. So, negative benefit do work, yeah.
So.
Yeah, anyway. A lot of folks got those checks, and they say, well, I wonder what's going to happen. Do I have to pay taxes on this? And you're right. This is going to affect my Medicare premium. But the good news is no. And, you know, I understand where you're coming from, but I can see why that money was just pumped into the economy. In fact, you know, between that and the PPP plan, between the $3 trillion that the Treasury and the Federal Reserve have pumped, that's what's helping to keep the market up as well.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I mean, it's interesting. A lot of people think, you know, because we had this massive shutdown and nobody could work, that, you know, that the markets are going to, you know, have crashed and are doing poorly. Equity markets recovered pretty quickly after the first dip in March.
Unbelievably quickly.
It's the income items that have declined, and not even that much in people's portfolios as I'm doing reviews and updates. Mm-hmm. And there's concerns about whether or not people are going to be able to pay their mortgage notes, and a lot of mutual funds hold mortgage securities.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, as far as the income funds that have treasuries and Fannie Mae and Freddie, with all the stimulus money, how long is it going to take to be able to pay that and mm-hmm. then keep those things up? So the thing that's important to me when looking at an income fund is that a fund has a duration, or the amount of time that they hold the bonds, of less than 5 years. Five years in our world is considered to be long term. Mm-hmm. So I always look for bond funds that have shorter durations.
That means the longevity of the bonds before they mature.
Right.
That takes away what we call the interest rate risk, because when interest rates go up, the value of the underlying bonds go down. A lot of people don't understand how that works, and a very simple explanation is, if you buy a bond, let's say you buy a bond today, just to use some math, and that bond is going to pay, let's say, 5%, and so that's on a $10,000 bond, that's $500 a year that you're going to get. But if interest rates go up, that means that new bonds that are being sold will be sold at a higher interest rate. And just to make the math easy, let's say it goes to 10%. So you can invest at $10,000 and get $1,000 of income, as opposed to the bond you bought last year at 5% and get $500 of income. Well, nobody's going to buy your bond that's only paying $500 when I can take that same $10,000 and buy one that'll give me 10%. But it works just the other way, too.
Well, yes, and something that I always think is important to think about, if you're retired and you're taking the income from the bonds, you almost have to ignore what's happening to the value.
Exactly.
I mean, nobody likes to see the value of their portfolio go down, mm-hmm. But in a bond fund, if the value of that fund has gone down, that means that the interest rate has increased mm-hmm. and the check that you're getting is bigger.
Right. Or will gradually increase as they buy new bonds with a higher interest rate.
Right.
So you've heard me say this time again, I like to...
The chicken.
Yes. I'm going to tell my chicken story. It's look at your bond or your bond fund, or your bond fund in particular, as the chicken, and the chicken lays the eggs, and the eggs will be there all on a regular basis, but sometimes that chicken will be skinny, sometimes the chicken will be fat. Don't worry about the chicken as long as the eggs keep coming. And that's the way you look at bond funds, if you're providing for income. And also, if the bond fund value goes down and you're reinvesting,
right,
what happens?
Then you're accumulating more shares.
Exactly.
And that's the same with that equity fund that would mm-hmm. pay annual capital gain or maybe a quarterly dividend. Mm-hmm. When the markets are going down or the value of your bond fund is going down and you're accumulating money, it's a wonderful thing mm-hmm. because every time you're reinvesting, you're buying more shares and more shares.
Right.
And shares will equal income when it comes to turning on that spigot mm-hmm. in retirement.
Just like in your 401k, when people get panicked when they see the market go down and they suspend their 401k contributions, that's the worst thing you can
yes.
do. It's the worst
yeah.
thing you can do, because the name of the game over your working lifetime is to get shares. And when that price goes down, you just keep putting it in, and over time, you will own more shares than if the value just went straight up. That's what we call dollar cost averaging.
Yeah.
That's a secret formula.
It's an old right. concept, but right. regular amount of money's going in over regular periods of time, and sometimes you're buying cheaper,
right?
And sometimes you're buying at what was your average starting price, and you know every time the market goes down and your dollars are hitting from your 401k mm-hmm. contribution, you should look upon that mm-hmm. as a gift.
Mm-hmm. I do a number of 401k enrollment meetings, and I particularly like doing it with the kids that are 25, 30, 35 years old. And I show them that, it's actually good news when the market goes down.
Yes.
Look at this chart. And I give them a chart, and I show them over time when the market goes down, you're buying more shares because the shares are cheaper. And when they come back up, you'll do far better than if the market never went down. So the name of the game over your working lifetime is to get shares, whether you're reinvesting your bond fund or your income fund or doing it in your IRA or 401k. The name of the game is to get shares. And that's if you believe that the world will continue to revolve and the economy will continue to grow.
And we have invited people through our commercials and such. Well, I guess I'll address this point when
there
we come back.
All right, there you go. Good stuff from Nancy and Joe. Our number here, the phone lines are still open, 844-580-WDBO. You're listening to On the Money, where we're solving... We're planning tomorrow.
Planning tomorrow today.
We're planning tomorrow today. 844-580-WDBO. On the Money, presented by the Certified Financial Group. I'll get it right one of these times. We got to hit you with the three big things you need to know, and then we got more of the show on the way here on 107.3 FM and AM 580. Hey, welcome back to On the Money right here on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580. Guess what? It's that time again. Alexa giveaway time. Here we go. Phone lines open. 844-580-WDBO. We'll take caller number 10. You are the winner of a new Amazon Alexa, where you can listen to our radio station from. All you got to do is say, hey, Alexa, play WDBO. I'll take caller number 10 right now. 844-580-WDBO, 844-580-WDBO. Special thanks to the Certified Financial Group for partnering with us on this giveaway, too. And in the meantime, while you guys get those phone lines lined up, let's go to the phone lines, because we do have a caller on. Cheryl is calling in from Oviedo, and again, I'll take caller number 10 right now, 844-580-WDBO. In the meantime, though, Cheryl, welcome onto the show. What is your question?
Hi, Cheryl.
Good morning, Cheryl.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Sure, what's up?
Okay, bye. My question is my daughter is getting ready to receive, my minor daughter, she's 10 years old, is getting ready to receive a personal injury settlement for roughly $30,000. I've got it approved to put it into a protected account, and I've had it arranged to go into an investment account. But my question is what would be your suggestion? I was thinking about putting half of that into a Vanguard account, and then the other half into bonds and just letting it sit there till she's 24. And what would be your suggestion?
Well, let me back up here. You say a Vanguard account. What does that mean to you?
Is there a specific fund?
Sure. Okay. Yeah. So, all right. So when you're generally what you're thinking in Vanguard account, you're thinking about putting it into some sort of stock fund. Now, Vanguard has a lot of different stock funds and they also have bond funds. So you're thinking when you say Vanguard account, you want to put in something for growth, I presume.
Exactly. I'm able to, my parents with one of the major banking financial institutions have a account with them, an investment account with them, and they said that they would be able to put it under a household account so she would not be receiving any charges or fees for them managing it.
Okay, so they're...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's good. They're lumping her in with your family, so that's nice. Yeah.
So they were saying that there is one account that they have that's kind of like, I guess, the Vanguard account, which is what you explained, but the minimum amount of money to start that with is $25,000. And I figured I wasn't too confident or too sure about lumping it all into something that was that aggressive. So I thought maybe splitting it up and just putting half of it into the bonds and then half of it into, like, you were discussing the Vanguard account, which was had stocks and some additional aspect of it. But
How old is your daughter?
She's 10.
She's 10.
Cheryl, I have a question for you. And it's going to take a little bit of research, and then maybe you can call me next week with the answer. I would like to know what Vanguard fund specifically is being recommended to you to put the $25,000 in out of the full 30, which would only leave $5,000 for you to put into bonds. And then I hope that the bonds, you're looking at a bond fund as opposed to an individual bond. But if you can find that out, and then I can get you some independent information on that specific fund, maybe it is perfectly fine because she is so young to have dollars in equity to work for her throughout the years is not a bad thing. So if you can find that out, and then you can either email me at Nancy, N-A-N-C-Y, at financialgroup.com, or give me a call at 407-869-9800. I'll give you my humble opinion from 36 years in the business on what they're recommending.
Something doesn't sound right about, I know you can get into Vanguard funds for less than $25,000. I think there's some breakdown in communication here. Maybe that's the minimum that this advisor will deal with on this particular kind of account. So you want to take a look at that. I think what the most important thing is, we need to look at the time horizon in which your daughter will need these funds. She's 10 years old, so maybe for college. Is that in the works?
There taking
for
care show? Of. She already has a prepaid college fund. Yes, sir.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right. Okay.
It's already set up and so taken care of.
Yeah, so the good news is you have time. I'm not even sure I would put anything in the bond fund. You have 10 years or more. Let it ride. That would be my inclination.
Let's find out what they're recommending, and I'll give you, because Vanguard has some great funds out there, and we use them. I want to know what specifically is being recommended to you.
And for our listeners out there that want to team up with us, we can have virtual meetings, right, Nancy?
Yes. That was one thing I wanted to say. Yep. We offer complimentary consultations and second opinion on investments. So if somebody wants to come into the office, masks are mandatory. We're taking everybody's temperature. There is a disclosure form that has to be filled out. The office is being cleaned every 2 hours. But we also have, virtual appointments through mediums like Zoom, or I've had a number of just plain phone appointments with clients. So there's many ways for us to get in touch and connect with existing and potentially new clients.
And right now you can reach Chris Toadvine in our office. He's going to be here till about 10:30. You can call him at 407-869-9800 or 1-800-EXECUTE, as if you're executing a legal document. So give him a call as well. And you've got a quick winner there, right, Chris?
Yes, we do. Congratulations to Marilyn in Apopka. Marilyn in Apopka is the winner of our Amazon Alexa giveaway in this hour. We'll be continuing this throughout the day on our Ask the Experts weekend. And unfortunately, we don't have time to go to her here, but I appreciate everyone listening to the show today. And Nancy and Chris, appreciate you joining us here this morning. You've been listening to